Mr. Walker, Walker, 11/26/56. Today's 1/20/26. Patient was seen today for face-to-face evaluation. Patient's fourth benefit period ends 1/27/2026. Patient is in his fourth benefit period. This face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. Mr. Walker is a 69-year-old gentleman on hospice with cirrhosis of the liver, period. Patient did not recognize me when I saw him, even though last time he was seen was in November, period. He developed a rash about the right foot, consistent with candidiasis, which I've discussed with our DON, who's going to start him on some kind of antifungal cream per medical director, period. He has mild edema lower extremity. He definitely has ascites, increased abdominal girth. He's more confused. He remembers the year, but he didn't know where he was. He lives with his niece. His blood pressure was slightly elevated, 156/100. He gets very tired when he moves around. He has a blood pressure cuff that his niece checks it on a regular basis. She's going to check that for the next few days till the hospice nurse shows up to recheck him, period. He's never been a smoker. He has extensive history of ETOH use and hepatitis C in the past, but he has quit drinking since 2 years ago, period. He used to be a construction worker. He's single and has two children, period. He was found to be dyspneic upon movement, period. Because of his large ascites, period. Currently, he's using a moisture barrier on his ankle, which is not helping his rash. Other comorbidities, new paragraph, includes, of course, cirrhosis of the liver related to acute hepatitis B, or hepatitis B, hyperkalemia, arthritis, DJD, hypertensive heart disease, atrial fibrillation, status post pacemaker placement, condyloma acuminata, his asymptomatic HIV infection, cryptosporidiosis, gynecomastia related to his ETOH abuse in the past, history of prostate cancer, period. Patient has shown both functional and cognitive decline, period. Patients with end-stage liver disease, they develop a high ammonia level, which puts them in a rather euphoric state. He doesn't appear to be in any pain. He's very unsteady on his feet, continues to be unsteady. He eats about 30% of his meals now per his niece. He has a PPS score of 40%, which is a change for worse, period. He most likely has protein, calorie, malnutrition. Earlier in 2025, he's lost at least 20 pounds. He's most likely has lost more weight. His pain, no, don't say anything about his pain. His RMAC is 23 centimeter. Patient will continue to lose weight. We talked about history. We talked about GI bleeding in patients with liver cirrhosis versus hepatic coma, which usually is the cause of death in these folks. Period. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live, remains hospice appropriate. Thank you.